Thank you, Basil. Good morning, Millsy. In several American cities, there's a chant being heard more often now.
Hey, hey, ho, ho! These racist cops are about to go.
Some protesters have stark demands for police departments, either to have their funding reduced or the departments abolished altogether. It was nearly 2 weeks ago today, African-American George Floyd died in Minneapolis with a police officer's knee to his neck. Candace Montgomery is a black community leader there.
For the last several years, have been calling on our city council and mayor to divest from the police and invest in community-led safety solutions.
Now the majority of the Minneapolis City Council says it wants to disband the city's police force, without saying how they'd replace it. But the city's liberal mayor, Jacob Frey, told reporters at the site of Floyd's homicide he's against that, and they told him, go home.
Shame.
Bill Bratton was police chief in both New York City and Los Angeles.
Defunding is a nice catchphrase, but in reality, you're defunding police organizations that, for the most part, are already significantly underfunded. And that's going to be made worse because of the coronavirus economic impact that all states and cities are beginning to feel.
Yet, in the two cities Bratton served as chief, New York and L.A., city officials vow to shrink police budgets in coming months. Again, thousands have turned out for marches coast to coast, most very peaceful. In Hollywood, thousands walked alongside some showbiz landmarks. From KNBC's Chopper.
Right outside of the Capitol Records building, a lot of cars here that are stuck in traffic as more protesters continue to make their way to join that crowd of at least 10,000 people on Hollywood Boulevard.
President Trump says he's just ordered National Guard troops to begin withdrawing from Washington after three former Joint Chiefs chairmen condemned his plan to use troops to dominate the streets of American cities. Now Trump tweets he has, in his words, quote, everything under perfect control. A new Wall Street Journal NBC News poll finds 80% of those surveyed believe this country is, quote, out of control. A CNN Donald Trump Joe Biden matchup poll out this morning has Biden ahead by 14 points, 55-41%. Wow. Millsy and Basil, Trump is already calling that fake news.
Well, that's a big load if that's true, though. It was